Dr. Avery Harris. It's currently October 22nd, 2022. It's exactly 1 month after my most recent recording. I'm currently sitting in the bathroom, staring at a pregnancy stick. It said it would take 5 minutes to appear, and it's only been 3 minutes. I'm terrified of looking at it. I got it on my way to work because, for some reason, the idea of taking it at home was too daunting. Maybe if I took it at work and it was positive, then it would just be a work problem. If this is positive, for whatever reason, then Ophelia has to be the one who has gotten me pregnant. I'm not sure which time it was. She hasn't allowed me to go a day or two without sex since the first time over a month ago. Says it's her right to fuck me whenever she wants since she's my mate. I decided to stop correcting her on this because of the advancements in research of her kind that this has led to. She's less stressed and... I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm even going to be able to justify a pregnancy with a specimen to my bosses. I don't think for the sake of science is going to help me out here. Something tells me they would just put me in the containment unit with her and I would become one of the many nameless creatures we house here. But I don't even know if that's the case. This could all be negative and all this worrying could be for nothing, couldn't it? Like, it could totally be negative and... I'm stalling. I need to just bite the bullet and look. That's how I can start planning, because right now I'm just kind of spiraling and I need to look. Okay. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Fuck. 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 I'm fucked. It's positive. And Ophelia is the only person I fucked in well over 6 months. It has to be hers. Fuck. That's why she's been more cuddly and possessive of me recently. She's trying to protect me and her unborn child. Fuck. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I can't tell my supervisor. I can't let any of the bosses know. I'm already paranoid that I'm being watched. I've seen more eyes on me recently when I entered the elevator to come down here. I told myself it was because the cameras are still broken or because I'm the only person in 30 years to make successful contact with Ophelia, but maybe they know something. Maybe they know what Ophelia and I have been doing. I'm not going to try to break her out of this facility. That would be fucking suicide for me and homicide for her. She's too big to get out sneakily, and if she went missing, it would kind of be obvious who helped her. I'm one of the only ones that comes down here, and I'm the only one she's close to, so... I'm already keeping the fact that I can communicate with her a secret. Maybe it won't be so hard to keep the fact that I'm pregnant with her child a secret. I'm fucked. I'm so fucked. And it's not funny, but I can't help but laugh. I don't even know if I could get an abortion with this thing growing inside me. Is it going to be her kind? Is it human? Is it a hybrid? When will it even be a viable fetus and grow, or am I simply going to pass it? There's too many conditions, too many variables right now, and I can't think. Fuck. Oh, this bathroom is fucking too small and it feels like the walls are closing in on me and I need to get out of here. Fuck. I need to go see Ophelia. If I'm not at her containment unit soon, she's going to start making noises and that might attract the attention of others, and the last thing they need to see is the pregnancy stick, and the last thing I need is more eyes on myself, so I need to... Hi, Ophelia. I missed you too. I didn't mean to be a little late today. I had to go to the bathroom first. She instantly put her head against my stomach and began that purring noise. She's happy with herself. She's asking if I know, and there's no point in lying to her. That makes her pleased. She seems to believe that now that I'm pregnant, that I'm going to be more willing to move and become her mate. I don't know if I should tell her that that is not how human mating works, or if I should let her stay in this fantasy world. The ethics of this situation are so confusing. Do I keep this up to further scientific research, or do I tell my bosses? And that doesn't even mean my bosses will disagree with what I've been doing. They might encourage me to keep it up, or lock me up with her so that she doesn't get stressed and they can monitor this fucking hybrid pregnancy. I don't know which prospect is more terrifying. Being fired or being locked in a cage for the rest of my life. She's prying my legs apart and I'm letting her. Why should I fight it? I do find it odd how quiet she is during sex. She speaks so loudly in my head, saying such sweet things to me, but it's never out loud. She says that it's because mating is one of the times her kind is the most vulnerable, and by doing it in silence, communicating how we've been doing it, it increases the chance of survival. I know I can't help how loud she makes me. It's kind of embarrassing. She pays such careful attention to my body, treating me like I'm some kind of treasure that deserves to be worshipped. I've never had someone so attentive to my needs. She brings me gifts of courtships, prepares a bed for me. She's doing everything in her power to provide for me despite her limited resources. I can't help but feel touched and a tad guilty. Right there. Even now, she's nudging herself inside me and speaking in my head to focus on her. She's tired of my attention being elsewhere. She seems to think it's a challenge to get me to pay attention to her instead of recording this log for the newbie. She hates to be ignored by me. That's why she's being so rough from the beginning. She likes to do things fast and rough. She wants this to make a mark. Oh, fuck. Oh, pretty girl, what are you gonna do to me? Oh, fuck. Oh, I hate how good your cock feels. I hate how much I enjoy feeling you inside me. I always feel so guilty. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, right there. Oh, fuck, that feels so good, baby girl. Keep it up, come on, keep fucking me. Keep stretching out this hole. I know you're quite pleased with yourself considering you bred me up. You're excited to see my stomach swell, aren't you? My thighs get softer, my tits get larger and filled with milk. Is that what happens for your kind too when there's a pregnancy? Oh, fuck right there. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel so good. Oh, right there, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. Right there, right fucking there. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. That's it. Oh, fuck, keep giving it to me, just like that. Oh, fuck, you love how that feels, don't you? You love how my wet pussy feels wrapped around your cock, don't you, Ophelia? Yes, you do. Oh, such a pretty girl for me. That's a baby girl giving me everything and more. That's it. Just like that, being such a good girl for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I wish you could hear her in my head. I wish you could hear how beautiful she sounds when she moans. The only noises she makes out here is when it feels particularly good and she can't help herself, she lets out a noise. Fuck. I love that. I love making her make a noise against her will, forcing her to sound, make a sound out loud. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Yeah. The way her barbed cock stretches me. The first time it happened, I was so unsure about it. I was so confused. I didn't know how to react, how it would feel, any of those things, but. Oh, fuck. Now I'm so used to it, the way the barbs just slide in and out. It heightens the pleasure, if I'm being honest with myself. The way they massage my walls. Fuck, it gets me so wet. She gets me so wet. I know she's more monstrosity than humanoid, but I don't care. That's it. That's it, my Ophelia, my good girl. That's it. Giving it to me so fucking well, yeah. Miss like that. So fucking good, yeah. Oh, fuck, so good. Right there, yeah, right there, fuck. That's my good girl giving it to me. Fuck, making me focus all my attention on her. Not allowed to think about anything else, not allowed to have my attention drawn anywhere else, am I? No. No, I need to look at you, I need to fuck you, I need to say things to you, because you don't want me focusing on anything else besides you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Does it feel better knowing that I know that I'm pregnant? Knowing that I'm knocked up with yours? Does it make you even harder, huh? Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Fuck. Stretch my pussy even wider. Come on. You know I can take it. You know I can take everything you give me and more. That it doesn't fucking bother me. That I can do it all. I'm not fragile. I'm not delicate. Come on. I would like to see you try to break me, baby girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so easy to rile you up, to make you fuck me harder, to make you give me what I want. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking easy, baby girl. So easy to read and manipulate. So easy for me to use how I want. Yeah. Oh, fuck, right there, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck, so good. So fucking good right there. That's it. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Dipper. Right there. Right fucking there. One of the things Ophelia has been hellbent is getting me to come strictly using only her cock. I know it's weird to be making this into a sex log instead of something scientific, but I can't help it. This is what she does to me almost every day or every other day. And the worst part is I like it. I love how it feels. I love feeling her shaft. I love feeling her cock. I love the feeling of her cum going inside me and filling me up. I wish I could find it within myself to feel guilty about this, to hate myself, but I don't. Because if this is so wrong, then why does it feel so good? It's not like she's not smart. It's not like she's not consenting. It's not like she doesn't know what she's doing. There's nothing technically wrong with this. But then... And that's the thing, it's technically, because of course she's in a cage against her will. She's not like she has much to do. Oh, fuck, that's it. Right fucking there, that's it. Give it to me. Give me every single inch of that pretty dick of yours, baby girl. Oh, yeah, that's it. Come on, come inside me again. You know you want to, you know you need to. You just love filling my pretty pussy up with your cum, don't you, baby girl? You love to eat my pussy out after you've filled me up with your cum. My juices and your release all mixing together, not knowing whose is whose. Oh, you fucking love it. It gets your face so messy and your cock so hard, and then you fuck me again right afterwards. That's my good girl. Yeah. Oh, yes. Right fucking there. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I can feel it. I can feel my orgasm already building up inside me. I don't know what it is about Ophelia, but she just knows how to play all my right buttons, how to make me come faster than anyone ever has, anyone ever could. I don't think I've orgasmed this much in my fucking life, if I'm being honest. That makes her proud. She's in my head telling me how pretty I am, how well I take her cock, how gorgeous I look impaled on it, how prettily my hole stretches around and invites her in, how it just swallows it whole. Oh, fuck, it's things to make me blush. There's already enough of a flush coming up my chest and coating my cheeks and ears. I can't tell if I'm pink or red at this point. That feels so fucking good, baby girl. Come on, come inside me. I want to feel it. Come on, breed me up again. You've done it once. Don't you want to do it again? Come on, you can do it, Ophelia. That's it, baby girl. Come inside me. Make me come. You know how much I love the feeling of your cock twitching inside me, pulsing away. All of your cum flooding inside me and painting my walls white. It always feels so good. Always makes me milk your cock for more. Come on, you can do it. Come inside me. Come on, be a good girl and come. Come inside me. Fuck. Never. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, that's it. You feel it? You feel my cock milking you? Oh, fuck, that feels so good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You did good, pretty girl. You made me feel very good.
You made me sleepy.
Oh, I know you're happy now. Such a horny creature. I thought humans were bad when it came to their sex drive. But you guys are so much worse. And she's already out. They always pass out after sex. I guess that's another reason why they are as quiet as they are when they have sex. Not only is the actual act of sex vulnerable, but then sleeping also is. They don't want to get killed or something, I guess. What the hell am I going to do, newbie?